is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy all the features there for free. Those other talk show hosts in the industry, they want to charge you for their sites. Give ours away. So enjoy over at freetalklive.com. In fact, the main feature of the site actually allows you to influence the stuff that we will talk about on the air. You can go and submit different show prep suggestions to the website. And then, other listeners will look at those and then decide whether they like or dislike. And then the most liked within a certain period of time will be promoted to the front page of our website. So it's like a little news service oriented to the people that enjoy this show, which means they're kind of liberty-based news for the most part, because that's just our audience. And so it's a little news service, and also at the same time, it's a way for us to get some interesting stuff to talk about. So coming up here tonight, of course, your calls about what you want. Also, the story I promised last night we didn't have time for, about an 80-year-old man and the cops, you know, they're so nice to octogenarians. I mean, they treat the elderly with such respect. And we'll talk about what happened. But first, your phone calls. Willie is in Nevada to start things out. Willie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
This thing with Arizona and illegal immigration, you know, and the sheriff was up there talking earlier. Why don't they just deputize a bunch of people? I'm sure you'll find plenty of people to willing
to
protect
their
state.
Hold on, wait a minute. What thing, the sheriff, what are you talking about?
I hope I have the correct number here. I was trying to get a hold of Alex Jones at Prison Planet.
No. When the board op answered the phone, he likely said this was Free Talk Live. So you're not even close, but we'll talk to you about it. What are you talking about?
Why can't, you know, there's some areas down there in Arizona where they say the drug smugglers have taken over. And I'm sure that can the sheriff still deputize people?
I'm sure they can. Why do you think the drug smugglers have taken over?
It might be an option, you know. I'm sure you can find plenty of people willing to help out.
Well, I'm sure I'm absolutely certain you can find amateurs to play cowboy.
Well, maybe not amateurs. How about some veterans? You know, I'm sure they live down there too.
Soldiers aren't police. That's a mistake that's been made.
Well, neither were the citizens. You know, when they deputized them in days gone by.
How's the drug war been going so far? We've been fighting it for the last 7, 8, 9 decades.
I haven't been fighting it. I can tell
the United States government has been fighting a war on drugs in this country for 7, 8, 9 decades.
That whole thing is a joke anyway. They ought to legalize this stuff and be done with it.
Well,
they can't seem to stop it.
Yep. That's going to solve your problem. I mean, if you legalize drugs,
let me back up 1 second. Not necessarily legalize it, but for sure decriminalize
it. Right. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
You know, so big corporations don't start advertising like they do every other product, but for sure decriminalize it.
And that'll just destroy any profits that those gangs might be making, and so they'll go out of business. That would be the best way to solve your problem. I mean, if you're doing what you suggested initially, and that is increasing the amount of people out calling themselves the cops, that just kind of creates a police state. And I don't know about you, but that's not somewhere I want to live.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be like forever. It would just be until they clean up the mess.
Isn't the Reagan quote the closest thing we have to eternity on this earth as a government program? I mean, I haven't.
I don't know.
There's not too many out there that too many times the government gets bigger and then shrinks back down. You know.
Well, something should be done about it. You know,
agreed.
Because before you know it, things are going to get completely out of alignment. I mean, they're already out of alignment. Like I said, they've been fighting the drug war for on and on.
Sure.
The whole thing is baloney. It's just like that war on terror. It's just baloney.
Right on. I'm with you there, Willie. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. He's right. Something should be done, but increasing the amount of force being used in the war on drugs isn't going to solve the problem. You know, you can change the penalty for drugs to death, and you're still not going to get rid of drugs. One point, though, if you increase the penalties, then all that really does is it just makes it it makes the drug business a business that attracts the most criminal, because as the risk level increases in order to do business in the war, in this prohibition black market, then the people who are willing to take the most extreme of risks are going to be the most extreme of people. So if you think it's bad now, if you think the violence surrounding the war on drugs is bad now, just try increasing the penalties. Try increasing the amount of cops on the street busting people and making it more severe when people get busted. That's going to make things worse, because force has unintended consequences.
And that seems to be the propensity of most people is, well, there ought to be a law. How can we use the government to solve this problem? And I'll admit that the government is this nice centralized agency that one can sort of look to and, have this. We've been taught that there's an expectation that they're going to solve problems. And admittedly, they can solve some problems for a great deal of money. I'd like to point out that spending way too much money to solve a problem isn't really a solution. And here's an analogy I like to give, which is if I wanted to go out, my wife told me to go buy a Honda Accord, and I spent $75,000 doing it, she wouldn't consider me to have solved the Honda Accord problem.
Yeah.
She would consider me, she'd consider me a complete idiot.
You'd have accomplished the goal of buying the Accord. And you're right about that, Mark. There are certainly things that government can do. They do a poor job of it. They're not very efficient. In many cases, there are total backfiring consequences that actually make the problem worse or essentially create more problems than they originally intended. So there's all that. But when they do accomplish something, it's usually like what you're saying. They buy something, or they build a bridge, which, of course, it's a contractor that does that. Or they build a school, or they build a road. So more like tangible things. The government's okay at doing tangible things.
At writing a check for way too much money for some giant edifice.
But it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter in the war on drugs, because then the government's fighting against the marketplace directly. Mm-hmm. Then it's the government up against supply and demand. And there ain't nothing that they can do about that. There's no amount of money that they can spend that will really significantly reduce drug usage in the United States. And they've already spent trillions of dollars on this, right? So it's not an unfunded kind of mandate. The war on drugs has been well spent throughout the years, and all we have, all they have to show for it is millions of victims, people that have had their lives destroyed.
Prisons full of people that didn't harm anyone, that have, in some cases, tremendous sentences for marijuana and relatively harmless substances compared to, say, legal things like alcohol and tobacco.
But don't forget, there are people in jail for legal things like prescriptions, things like that.
Indeed.
So, using force in this case is going to backfire. We've seen it over and over again in the war on drugs. The war on drugs is the perfect, is really the ideal example of government force and its consequences. So not a solution to go out and give people badges and tell them, all right, you're a soldier now in the war on drugs. We're going to crack down. We're going to put a stop to these drug dealers. All right, get on out there, folks.
And
not going to do it.
I think that what about the idea of stopping? I guess that somewhere included in this is what about illegal immigration and those crazy.
Yeah, that was his original kind of call, but he went off in the war on drugs, and I didn't want to take him back to the
immigration. And the question is, can you deputize veterans and ex-cops and your average gun-toting yahoo down in Arizona to run Mexicans out? Yeah, I think you can. I think you absolutely can. I think that I don't want to live in a place where somebody who looks like an Italian or a Puerto Rican or somebody else who ends in an an gets
harassed by
some yucker do who now feels all amped up on steroids because he's got himself a badge.
It's probably bad enough already with the anti-immigrant fervor going on down there.
You can drive them into New Mexico, California, Texas, farther areas farther north. Can you stop them from coming to the United States for a better life because Mexico stinks? Not without making the United States a really terrible place to live.
That's absolutely the case. The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. And they are busy doing that. They are busy working to make the United States a terrible place to live.
Freedom disappear every day.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in via the toll-free number. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the program, never fear. We've got them all archived for you right there on the front page of the website. And go, you can see a week's worth on the front page, and then if you click into the archive section or the podcast, you can go back to 2006. So enjoy all that for free at freetalklive.com.
Feeling a little chubby? Try Lumathin.com, LumathinPlus.com. It is a weight loss supplement for those that, you know, it's too hard to get to the gym, don't want to change your diet. Just take Lumathin Plus. You can go check it out. They have a summer special going on there where you can buy two bottles and get the third one free. It's not one of those kind of supplements where you lose 10 pounds in 10 days or any kind of crash diet program or anything like that. You just take two pills in the morning, two pills in the afternoon. Some people take one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Depends on how much you need. You kind of try it out for yourself. And, well, you'll lose weight. The weight will slowly slip off without your lifestyle changing anyway. LumathinPlus.com.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Right back into your phone calls. We go to Jason in Colorado on the Amp Lines. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Ian and Mark. Hey. Hey, tonight I'd like to talk about why consumer prices have not risen despite all the counterfeiting at the Fed.
Okay. So, well, this is like Economics Week on Free Talk Live. This is good. Because we had a good conversation last night about deflation.
That's right.
And so you're saying they've been printing money, but... Let me take a crack at this, if I can, before you explain.
Go ahead.
Well, they're always printing money, but at the same time, there's been all of these loans that have been called in from the banks, that sort of thing, defaulting, et cetera, foreclosures. And when the banks create a loan, they are creating money from thin air. That's one of their powers that they have because of the Federal Reserve System. So when the banks create loans, they are inflating the money supply. And when those loans get called in, then... there's a little bit of deflation.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so I'd like to pick up right where you left off. There are several steps to money creation. So in order for them to create the money, let me take one step back. When I say consumer price increases, I'm talking either the CPI or the median CPI. You know, that's all academic, but basically the prices you pay in the store.
Well, those numbers are scammy because they're put out by the government, right? I mean, a lot of these...
Right, they're lowballed.
Okay.
And they often don't include, they don't include housing, they don't include fuel,
food?
And they don't include food, which I don't know
right.
about you, but if you take housing, fuel, and food out of my economic equation at my house, you're taking something, some percentage that begins with a 9 out of the whole situation.
Yeah, right on, Mark. So we know that those numbers are fudged and lowballed, and I'm talking about why aren't those fudged numbers even higher than they are right now, even if they're hiding those things? And that's what I want to talk about. So there's a couple steps. I won't bore everybody with all the steps, but basically they make the decision to create digital money, as Ian just alluded to. They make the purchase. They make those purchases through these large, basically the bank cartel, the primary dealers is what they're called. And they basically create money out of thin air. They move it into the bank's accounts, and the banks give them whatever assets they're selling, whether it be mortgage-backed securities or treasuries, all the different, basically monetize anything they want. So then that goes on to what they call the Fed's balance sheet. Now, without getting too boring, the balance sheet basically is the first step. If you watch the Fed's balance sheet rise, then when you go on to CNBC and you see them talk about how is the Fed going to reduce their balance sheet, they're talking about how is the Fed going to get out of this mess that they've created for themselves by basically counterfeiting. Then there's a couple more shell games.
You've got to be careful with using that term counterfeiting because it means one thing to one person and it means another thing to another person. So I think that although I agree with you that they're essentially doing the same thing that counterfeiters do, they're printing money. Counterfeiting is a legal term.
Yes. Yes, yes. They're legally printing more money.
Legally counterfeiting or printing more money.
Yes, definitely, Mark. And it's digital money. They don't even have to run them off the printing press anymore.
No, it ought to be a crime. Unfortunately, it's not.
Right. In fact, counterfeiting, one side note, counterfeiting is one of the only three things that are illegal according to the Constitution. Treason, counterfeiting, and I think piracy. And that's basically the three branches of government. But I digress. So the Federal Reserve, then they go into Federal Reserve credit, and this is all accounting, but eventually it gets to the banks, and then the big banks that just received the free digital money that just got printed, they have a decision to make, and they basically decide to loan money or to hold it as reserves. And most of the time, they choose, in a normal economy, they choose loans because they pay their depositors interest, not very much, and then they make loans at a higher rate, the mortgage and all the other loans, and that's how the bank makes its money. So it pyramids the money, And normally the excess reserves, which is what I really want to talk about, the excess reserve really stays basically right at the legal minimum because the bank makes money by lending the money out.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the excess reserves that most of us don't realize. That's where all the money that the Fed created is sitting, and it's because the bankers are terrified to loan into this environment. They don't think that they're going to get the money back if they put it out there in the form of new loans.
They're not in
businesses.
Yeah. So they don't think that for a reason, because it's likely they won't.
So we've heard this before. So basically what you're saying is that when the money comes out of the Federal Reserve to the head member banks, that they basically are sitting on it. And so it is effectively hasn't really gone into the money supply as far as it's not circulating around. Am I understanding correctly?
That's exactly right, Ian. And they are sitting on $1.1 trillion in excess reserves.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
and I know, by the way, there's a friend of ours, Ryder, who's been on the show once or twice, I think on the weekend, maybe once. But Ryder has been looking to buy a house here in Keene, and he's a responsible, respectable young man. Am I right about this, Mark? Ryder
Absolutely.
Is a respectable young man. He's lived here his whole life, and he can't get a house. I mean, the guy's got a good, solid job with income coming in. He's got the ability to rent out rooms.
Right.
He's got
renters. 4 years ago, they'd have shoved him in a mansion as fast as he could have blinked.
And he has a down payment as well, a decent down payment from what I understand. No, he cannot get a mortgage.
Yep. Yeah, so once the charade that's going on TV goes on long enough about the earnings and the economy's turning around and jobs are better. After all that takes hold, and it might take, I don't know, a year or two, maybe even longer. Once that takes hold and the banks, basically the commercial bankers have the power to make these loans. And when they feel comfortable to make these loans, that is when this money that we just discussed, this excess reserves that is basically sterilized out of the economy, actually gets converted into what we were talking about last night, M1, basically checking accounts. It cascades through the – and it doesn't just turn into $1.1 trillion of new money in the M1 money supply. It turns into, through fractional reserves, 6, 7, 8 times the amount. I don't even know what the reserve
is. It's more than
that.
It's 9.
Yeah.
But, you know, what you're warning of there is hyperinflation, a huge inflation of the currency. And I think that it's a –
Is that what we're talking about? Are we talking about hyperinflation?
At least inflation.
No. I'm talking about massive inflation prior to that.
If you've got more to explain, you're welcome to. Hang on, Jason.
Yes.
It's very good. He's very good at this. Normally, I have a tough time with
this. It's
economics.
Not an easy subject.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats. Or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there for free, including our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. Now, amongst 500,000 posts, you're going to find a lot of variety. There's going to be some garbage. And there's going to be some really cool stuff. So good luck to you in figuring out which one is which at bbs.freetalklive.com. But I actually saw something today from the BBS that was just absolutely incredible. Have you seen this 24 types of libertarians?
It's like a little cartoon.
Yeah, it's kind of a bad joke cartoon.
Yeah, like a bunch of straw men.
Yeah, that some authoritarian made. So somebody made it,
and it would seem to me that they would have to know libertarianism pretty intimately to be
a lot
to come
of it's
with
incorrect. You know, a lot of it's just not accurate, but some of it is, and some of it's kind of funny. But the guys over on the BBS came up with, I guess they collaborated and they came up with something that is far more brilliant: the 24 types of authoritarians.
Oh, that should be good.
And it hasn't been finalized yet, but it's at like 90%, and it really is impressive. So they actually took the exact same graphic from the 24 types of libertarians and changed all the text.
They are clever over there. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. So I knew there was a reason I kept that BBS around. BBS.freetalklive.com. Go get interactive.
If you've been listening to our conversation about economics here, and you're concerned with the criminal activity of the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Treasury, and the United States government in general, maybe you ought to stock up on a little bit of gold and silver. It could, if there is some kind of inflationary spike going on, gold and silver is the place to be. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com over there and check out some coins that I've handpicked. I think these are the best ones to essentially get the precious metal in your hand rather than some kind of collector coin or something like that that you need to be an expert to know about. And if you don't have the money to, say, buy a bunch of them right now, you can call this number I'm going to give you and ask for the layaway plan. Put 20 coins on layaway. I recommend silver. That way you can get them in your hand more quickly. We have several types of silver coins you can choose from. Lakota Nation silver rounds, Montana silver reserves, even some Walking Liberty halves. I think that those silver coins are good size for bartering if you need to do such a thing. Hmm. You just call this number, ask for the layaway plan. It's 877-857-9938. You can pay on a weekly basis, a biweekly basis, whatever's right for you and your paycheck. 877-857-9938. I wish that there had been a program like this when I was trying to save a few years back. I wasn't able to get gold and silver. This is for our listeners who can't, just don't have the money to buy right now. 877-857-9938.
All right. Toll-free number here for us is 800-259-9231. As we continue, Jason is still with us in Colorado talking about things relating to inflation as to apparently they're still going ahead and printing out some money, but actually increasing the money supply digitally. However, there's some factors you're bringing up here, Jason, that are showing that the money and the inflated money supply hasn't really reached the rest of us, because one of the things you pointed out was the banks are just sitting on $1.1 trillion, which once they lend out to people will end up being at least nine times as much through the fractional reserve banking system. So there's some factors there that are making it so that we aren't really seeing the consequences yet.
Yeah, and you know, the dummies version is basically the asteroid has already hit. The shockwave has not traveled through the monetary system yet. And some people think that the asteroid hasn't hit, but it has. It is a vertical spike of money creation. I want to finish off excess reserves, and then I want to talk about the M1 and even some predictions, because I think people, as Mark was just alluding to in the commercial about gold and silver, I'd like to talk about that in a minute. But so there's $1.1 trillion excess reserves. That money can come off the sidelines two ways. The Fed can cause it to come off. Some people say the Fed isn't in control of this, the commercial bankers are. But if the Fed were to impose a penalty, essentially charge the banks for excess reserves, they would flee that. They would run like it's on fire, and they would put that money into the loan market. So whenever you hear Barack Obama talking about, you know, businesses need the loan, the Fed could accomplish the same thing that legislation could by just simply imposing a penalty for holding that, because they would be losing money. They are losing money on that.
And why does the bank care? I mean, why would the banks care about lending this out? Because if they do that, then shouldn't they just feel good that the Feds are going to back them up when the people go bust again, just like they bailed out a bunch of banks before?
They're okay with holding on to this, but they're going to be pressured, because in a Keynesian economy that we have, there will be no recovery without this money getting loaned to small businesses and other businesses. This is actually holding up the Keynesian recovery. They're screwed either way, basically, if they hold on to this or they don't.
Hmm. And when you say Keynesian recovery, that's not a good recovery for the rest of us, right?
Right. No, we don't. I mean, if this money went out into the market in the form of loans overnight, you're talking from taking the M1 just right now is $1.7 trillion. So we talked about $1.1 trillion excess reserves. The current money supply checking accounts is $1.7. If you did no fractional reserve inflation, you know, creation, and you just plop that down, that
Holy
would nearly
crap.
Double prices overnight, and that's before things even multiply. So this would go out there. It'll create jobs, but your corn, your gasoline, everything will go up as those prices flow through the system.
Jeez.
Okay, so this is what a lot of us have been expecting. Those people are paying attention to the Federal Reserve and the creation of money, the incredible spike of creation of money in 2009, and I don't see them really particularly letting up in 2010. We've all been watching this. We've all been waiting for the inflation, the prices to go up, and all those the likelihood of the prices to go up, because inflation doesn't necessarily mean the prices will go up. So what do we do about it? What's your recommendation? What's the average guy do? Because I can't do anything about the Federal Reserve. I can't do anything about the United States government. I can't do anything about their military. I can't do anything about any of that stuff except worry. What can I do for me and my family?
Run for office.
No, definitely. No. Well, first thing you want to do is move to New Hampshire, but since you're already there, Mark, that doesn't count. So you want to get out of debt like we talked about last night. If you think that inflation is coming, which I do, even before you start stockpiling gold and silver, you want to buy consumer goods that you already use. I mean, if you're basically go to Costco and buy the stuff you want. Don't buy stuff that is not storable. Invest in yourself, essentially like you guys did with creation of this radio program. Start a side business, preferably if you could do one off the books and not do W-2s and all that stuff. You know, basically invest in a side business or a change of career or do something for yourself. But if you can't change your career, then buy staples and buy gold and silver. And, you know, there are seasonal – basically gold and silver, I think, are going to go down for the next couple of months because there's seasonal – it's a seasonal thing, just like house buying. Indian dowries occur in August and September, and Americans get their bonuses and Christmas gifts and jewelry and all that stuff happens at the end. So I think around August, September might be a good buying opportunity for gold and silver. And I recommend this is another topic we can talk about a different day, but basically put 80% of your money into gold, physical gold coins. I'm not talking the paper exchange stuff. I'm talking physical coins and only 20 in silver because – central banks buy gold, and they don't buy silver. Silver is not used. So that's what I recommend. And I would like to make some predictions, if I could, to talk about what you can watch. Okay, so we've left excess reserves. We talked about how that will be turned into the money stock. You can look on online and see all these charts. The government, the Fed produces these things. And again, I look at all these, anything produced by the government, I look at fudge some way. So this is probably worse than this.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you can look on these charts, and I can give you a link at the very end of this segment here. But I think that there are four stages that we're going to go in. Because right before the break, Ian mentioned, you know, or Mark mentioned, is this hyperinflation? I think there are four stages before hyperinflation, or three before hyperinflation. You're going to see we're at 0% CPI right now, basically. I think when it goes above 3%, and I think that'll happen around 2011, 2012, people take notice that inflation, as they call it, is above what they're told that is historical norm. Then you have double digits, then you have 20%, and then there's a choice to be made whether to go to hyperinflation or depression.
What do you think the choices they'll make?
The Fed and the bankers are going to make that choice at around 20% to go to hyperinflation or the Great Depression.
What's the website, Jason? What's the website?
You can go to GaryNorth.com.
Very
He's got
good.
Freebie stuff on the left.
Thanks for the info and the expertise. Appreciate it. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Thanks,
attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. If anything, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can also, of course, interact on our website, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the website, you can go to amazon.freetalklive.com and help support us. You probably want to buy something right now. There's probably something you have your eye on that you've been thinking about buying. Well, when you're ready to make the purchase, don't forget to go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Do a price check. Check the Amazon price versus whatever your local big box store is, the other internet competitors. Odds are good you're going to get a better price. Free Super Saver shipping on brand new items. You can even buy used through Amazon. You know them, the world's largest internet superstore. Dozens of categories. You shop through Amazon.freetalklive.com and you get the stuff you're looking for. And Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. Same great Amazon prices. It's just you're going through our portal, if you will, and they give us credit in the form of something like 7%+ of the sale. So, pretty cool. Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, Kurt is in North Carolina. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I've seen the movie that Eric watched last night. That Eric was talking about last night, The Money Masters.
Yeah.
It goes into detail on some of the abuses of the Federal Reserve and such. Actually, it does a really good job of taking the Federal Reserve to task. Unfortunately, the producers just want another fiat currency, and they go through great pains to rationalize and come up with terms like owe the money to ourselves and such.
Yeah, so that sounded like crazy talk last night when he was on the line.
Yeah, the reason he couldn't justify it is because they never justify it. They never really define what it is they're talking about. They just say if Congress were to print the Continental again, it would be fine because it would be Congress.
The idea that you can't trust these dirty, evil international bankers, Reed Jew,
right.
The idea that you can't trust them, but you can trust our politicians. They're beholden to us. How's that worked after 200 years? I mean, the politicians are beholden to nobody but the people that give them campaign contributions. The idea that giving them control of the printing press is somehow going to fix the problems, ludicrous. I'd like to point out that I got more than one email basically saying, but you can't have gold and silver as necessarily the form of currency because they're fixed and the amount of people is growing. Okay, granted, I never said Ian never said, the gold and silver are the things that should be the currency. I think that they probably would be a form of currency. I think that people would take a basket, all sorts of different types of currency, like they do in Europe and so many countries. They'll accept different. I've gone to countries and paid in American dollars or local dollars, the kind of coin from the next door country or whatever. Many places can take different stuff. Mm-hmm. Just because you're here in America, don't nobody know nothing about no other coins or currency or nothing.
Go to Canada.
That's a Canada. Canadian coin, they ain't real. That kind of attitude, this elitist attitude where if you don't speak English and you don't have American money, you ain't nothing. That's just dumb. And the fact is people would have different kinds of currencies. The people's labor is and the stuff that they've created is really what's valuable, not just metal in the ground.
Yeah, he was also deeply confused about the source of credit. The source of credit is savings. So the MasterCard company is going to have investors that are going to front a month's worth of money so that you can go out and buy groceries for a while and pay it off at the end of the month, and they'll get money back because everybody's paying into the system as they are now, the 4% that a merchant pays. So there's no credit crunch because they can't print dollars. It doesn't work that way. Credit is from savings.
Where else would it be? I mean, if it's my money, shouldn't I be able to loan it to somebody at a form of interest? You know, the idea that there's this sort of attitude that at one point usury was a sin from the church, so therefore the idea of charging interest is bad. Governments basically made it illegal for Christians to charge interest. That's how the Jews got their bad name or whatever back, 300 or 400 years ago. And
I'm surprised, in hindsight, Mark, I'm surprised you didn't call that guy out last night for the, possibly being a bigot.
I'm not ready to, unless somebody drops an ethnicity, yeah. I'm not going to just drag him out. It's because it derails the conversation. It's race baiting.
We didn't need that. You're right. I mean, it was crazy enough of a conversation as is. So what else do you want to share tonight, Kurt?
Well, the Jewish types didn't just get a bad reputation. I should say they weren't bad-mouthed for doing the loaning for interest, which was allegedly bad for the Christians to do. They also got occasionally robbed of everything they had every time the local prince needed an infusion of funds.
Yeah, it's easy to go after them.
Kurt, thanks for sharing that. Anything else on your mind?
Nope, thanks very much.
Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. The number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. So I promised last night that we would talk about the police and an 80-year-old man just protecting and serving. You know, they're good guys, just a few bad apples out there, the cops, that is. This is according to William Norman Grigg at LouRockwell.com, the story brought to you by our friends at CopBlock.org. Robert Fredgill, an inoffensive 80-year-old man from Wimberley, Texas, was severely beaten by four heroic paladins of the public order on June 22nd after being falsely accused of trespassing on public land near a local fishing hole. As the octogenarian attempted to address the concerns raised by the four intrepid deputies from the Hayes County Sheriff's Office, his son Stephen Threadgill approached the scene out of concern for his father, for good reason. Anybody that knows what these people are capable of would definitely want to keep an eye on things. After Robert assured Stephen that everything was all right, I mean, of course it must be. These are the men in blue. They're just doing their jobs. They would never hurt a respectable elderly gentleman like himself. The younger man turned around, only to be clubbed in the head from behind by one of the stalwart defenders of public order. This valiant specimen was joined by a comrade who beat the victim severely before dragging him 70 feet to a patrol car. While Stephen, the younger one, was being assaulted, Robert was thrown to the ground by the other two deputies who injured the elderly man's shoulder so severely that surgery will be required. When Robert's 78-year-old wife arrived, she too was threatened with arrest, that is, criminal assault and kidnapping. Neither Stephen nor Robert was formally placed under arrest. They sat suffering in the patrol car until a team of EMTs who heard about the incident over the fire department's radio scanner arrived and examined their injuries. At the time, Stephen was unconscious. As the victims were bundled into an ambulance, one of their assailants taunted them by saying that just because you're going to the hospital doesn't mean it'll end there. Robert Threadgill, a slight man around 5'8" tall, was heard begging for the officers to stop hurting him and his son, relates his daughter, who's published photographs of the victims. Stephen is about 5'5", 125 pounds. That guy weighs less than I do, and I'm not
very big.
Man. I can't imagine that they presented any kind of threat, says Greg. A witness described the events as totally unprovoked and a vicious attack on an elderly man and his son who was walking away from the scene. As is always the case when badge-wearing bullies commit criminal assault, the primary victim, Robert Threadgill, has been charged with the non-crime of...
disorderly conduct?
No, it's a good guess. It was a good guess. One more.
Resisting arrest.
Yes, you got it. Because whenever you don't do exactly as they say, whenever you don't go along with whatever they demand of you, you will get one of those two or both of those charges and or some other made-up crap. So there's more, though. But
if it, I mean, shouldn't he have been charged with trespassing?
On the public property, right?
Well, you know, and it's sort of the perceived reality that public property is owned by the people. The actual reality is public property is owned by government thugs, and they will send out their government thugs to get to come and get you.
Yeah, you're allowed
to
be there. You're allowed to be there until they say otherwise.
Yep.
Which
not
is what
your
happened,
property, sorry.
Right, that's what happened to me when I was in the city building last week to pay the property tax extraction, as they threatened me with trespassing for being there and asking a question. The sheriff's office has denied requests for the arrest report and refused to comment on the case. Oh, yeah, and you're right, Mark. Neither he or his son has been charged with trespassing. And so why should they bother commenting on the case? It's, after all, it's not as if someone important was hurt, you know, like one of their own.
Oh, yeah. That's when they'll bring out the neighboring the police from all the neighboring areas. We gotta comb the area and find out who's responsible for putting a splinter in the finger of our comrade at arms.
Well,
you know, that's when you'll see the parades when one of them is killed and in action defending liberty and everybody's safety and all that good stuff.
Rest assured, they have done an investigation. They checked things out here because you know when these things happen, when deputies are and police are accused of hurting people, they always do an investigation.
When the IRS accuses people of cheating on their taxes, did they let the people do their own investigation? I mean, when the government accuses you of something, do you get to investigate yourself? Because when the government is accused of doing something, it investigates itself.
So what do you think the investigation found?
They didn't find crap. Yeah, these officers acted in accordance to the law. They're completely exonerated.
That's pretty much what it was. They claimed the 80-year-old victim they had to use force on him because at one point he postured as if he were going to strike a deputy.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own. Any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.